On the Great North Road, Robin puts his ear to the ground and listens for an approaching horse. He smiles, stands up, and puts two arrows into his bow.
I bet you can't do it with three.
She puts a third arrow in, and he fires them all off so they land in front of the approaching rider. The guard falls and Gisborne gets him.
I'll take that.
A scroll.
Tie him up then.
It's from Isabella to Prince John. My prince, I understand the urgency of your request. Richard returns from the Crusades within the month. Troops loyal to him await his return in Loughborough. We must be ready.
Richard. King Richard.
The king's coming home.
Read the rest.
You ask for 300 men, food and supplies. I will dispatch them at sunset to join with your northern forces in Doncaster.
So where's Isabella got 300 men from?
England will soon be yours.
You give the sheriff this message.
Go on.
England will never be a slave to Prince John. Not while Robin Hood fights for King Richard.
Robin! They've taken them!
They run over to Little John.
They took them!
Taken who?
I was in Clun. The sheriff's soldiers! They've taken all the men!
How many?
Must have been at least 100!
Robin! Same in Nettleston! The sheriff's guard came and just carted them off! Crops and livestock too!
100 from Clun, 100 from Nettleston.
They'll go to Loxley next.
Get to Loxley!
Deep in the heart of England lives a legend. Robin Hood. Jonas Armstrong, Richard Armitage, David Harewood, and Keith Allen. Gordon Kennedy, Sam Troughton, Joe Armstrong, Lara Pulver, Clive Standen, and Joanne Froggatt. Episode 12, Something Worth Fighting For, Part 1, written by Ryan Craig. Soldiers are rounding up the people at Loxley Village. Then Robin shoots one of them.
Hood!
He takes out another, then the rest of Robin's crew join in.
Come on, then!
Robin fends off a guard with his bow. Kate attacks one with her sword.
Get on the moon!
Move! Get on there!
Pull back! Get the supplies to the castle!
Robin takes out another soldier.
Idiots! Get the prisoners out of there!
John, break the chain!
Little John runs over to a cart and breaks the chain tying the villagers to it.
On the man! Get him out! On the man!
The guards retreat.
They're gone.
Let's get these men to Sherwood!
Nottingham Town. Archer walks through the town as the humiliated messenger that Robin caught returns, sitting backwards on his horse with his hands tied behind his back. With Isabella.
You are an imbecile.
She puts her face right up to his.
Failure! Oh. Plumeyer, tell me, are the men of Loxley secured?
We had a situation, some unforeseen difficulties.
Robin Hood.
There's a man here to see you.
A man?
Apparently he has a proposition for you.
Really?
Archer walks in.
The name's Archer.
Archer. Archer what?
Just Archer.
Archer. Weren't you due to hang in York?
Me? Hang? York? I don't know anything about that.
That's right. He's the one Hood and Gisborne broke out of prison. Many of my men were injured.
I never asked them to do that. They just turned up.
Arrest him.
That Robin Hood's a nut. He feels compelled to go about saving people.
Even so. Do you really think I would fraternize with such a lowlife as you?
I would have given you the truth.
Wait. Truth.
You and I. We're brother and sister.
I'm sorry.
This Elaine is my mother too.
Impossible.
She had me out of wedlock and sent me away.
How dare you stand there and tell me such evil lies?
Is it a lie that she died in a house fire? Or that she was married to a leper? Your father. Is that a lie? See, I've travelled far and wide. I know the most exotic ways to kill a man. That's why Robin and Gisborne saved me. They wanted to use me.
Take him away.
We join forces, think about it. Your power, my skill. We can be unstoppable.
What I need are men that can offer me loyalty and protection. Arrest him!
Sister, don't forsake me.
Lock him up!
He must never be allowed to leave the castle.
Ella! Archer's being escorted out when he suddenly throws his chains around the neck of the guard in front. He uses him as a shield when the rear guard attacks. Then, grabbing the guard's sword, Archer kills them both. Another guard appears, and with a few swift punches, Archer knocks him cold and escapes. Sherwood Forest.
We have to get the rest of our supplies to Loxley. That'll keep the women and children alive until we return their crops and livestock.
Robin, what about the men?
What about them?
Well, when are they going to fight?
Chuck, these men are farmers, they're not warriors.
The Lord helps those who help themselves, Robin. Your protection weakens them. We are failing in our mission. We're supposed to be inspiring these men to stand up and fight for themselves, giving them real hope.
These men are terrified for their lives. They've forgotten how to hope.
Then, my friend, it's time we let the flame in them again.
He leaves Robin looking thoughtful. Isabella to Blamire.
If I disappoint the prince, I hang like every other noble who's ever failed him. Blamire, I need those men.
Tricky. Hood's protecting them in the forest.
Then it's Hood I need to destroy. I need to get to his weakness. Exploit his vulnerabilities.
Which are?
His friends. That odious little gang. The idiot cares about them. That's his weakness. Blamire. Bring me Kate's mother from Loxley.
Rebecca, Kate's mother, is being ushered through the grounds of Nottingham Castle.
Hurry up!
She looks around in bewilderment. Then Blamire's taking her in to see Isabella, who's idly playing with a silver locket on a chain.
Good. Go, please, Blamire. This is delicate.
He bows and leaves them to it. Isabella walks up to Rebecca with the locket.
It's pretty, isn't it? You know, sometimes the prettiest things can be the most fragile. Your daughter is an outlaw.
My daughter is dead to me.
Well, there's no point denying her, trust me on that.
What do you want with me?
I want to help you.
Help me?
Yes. A safe passage to Doncaster for you and your family. It must be awful for you, having a child living out there in the wild with those savages.
Robin wouldn't hurt her.
Wouldn't he?
She drops the locket and stamps on it.
He still loves me.
Isabella picks the broken pieces up again.
She'll never leave him. She believes in him too much.
Oh, then we must shake her belief to the core. Plant this on Robin. Then persuade Kate that he still loves me. His own true Isabella. Then give her this. When she finds the other half on him, her faith will be shaken. And she'll realize that a candle still burns deeply in his heart for me.
I can't.
Can't. I don't think you understand, you ignorant crone. Every last morsel of food, every animal, every grain of barley within a 50-mile radius is locked up in my courtyard ready for transportation to the north. Hell is coming, Rebecca. I think you should save your family whilst you still can.
Rebecca looks down at the broken locket, and Isabella stares at her sternly. Kate takes Rebecca some food at Loxley.
This is everything we have. Love you.
I've got something to show you.
She takes out the locket.
Where did you get that?
Isabella. Robin holds the other half. Close to him. It seems there's a deep bond between them.
I don't believe that.
He loves her. I'm sorry.
No. Isabella's Robin's enemy.
Check his things. If he holds the other half, then you'll know.
I don't need to check his things.
Kate, don't waste the rest of your life with him.
Kate, you ready? We have to go.
You belong here with us. With your family.
Kate walks off looking concerned.
Robin!
He goes up to Rebecca and she hugs him affectionately, slipping the other part of the locket into his bag.
What? Take good care of her.
I will. I will. I promise. Come on then.
At the outlaws' camp, Robin throws his bag down and the locket drops out.
What's that?
Tuck picks it up and shows Gisborne.
It's Isabella's. My mother gave it to her when she was a child. She worshipped her. She cherished this.
Well, she wouldn't give this to just anyone now, would she? So what's it doing here?
You think this is mine?
Well, she's your sister, Guy.
Yeah, a sister that's betrayed me many times and tried to kill me.
If there's any doubt about your loyalty.
Well, there isn't. But I've told you it was Isabella's if there was.
Well, if it's not yours, then whose is it?
Gisborne walks away, and Robin puts the locket down again. Archer walks down the steps of the Trip Inn, and looking around, goes over to a man sitting at one of the tables.
You haven't moved from that spot in 10 years.
They let you out?
Not exactly.
Need a drink?
I need money. Fast.
He sits opposite him.
I'm a wanted man. I need safe passage out of England. I need information I can sell.
What sort of information?
I need to prove my loyalty to the sheriff. Show that I can protect her.
We take the castle. We claim it under King Richard. We put Isabella under house arrest. We release the supplies. We release the men. And we hold that castle till King Richard returns.
If I can penetrate the castle, I open her eyes to what I'm capable of achieving.
But the castle, it's bursting with men, crops, livestock. It's defended by an army of guards.
We can't take a castle.
We can if we go down the tunnel.
I'm tired of looking over my shoulder. I need enough so I can leave England. Forever.
Well, there is one way in.
When the old sheriff returned from his failed mission in the Holy Land, he became paranoid about repercussions. So he built himself an escape route. A tunnel.
Who dug this tunnel?
Their rotting bodies were found underground. Gisborne locked them in. Poor fools.
The diggers were silenced. I made sure of that. So no one else knows about the tunnel, especially not Isabella. It starts here, in a derelict churchyard outside the West Gate, and it leads directly into the heart of the castle. I say we go down the tunnel, we seize Isabella, and we force her to dismiss her guards. If we take Isabella, we take the castle.
The man holds out his hand, and Archer gives him money.
Now that's everything I have. The opening is in a derelict churchyard, under the grave with the fallen cross.
We timed the break-in to coincide with the supply train leaving. Most of the guards were busy with the convoy anyway.
Count me out. I don't trust him.
How do we know that this isn't a trap?
Because we want the same thing.
Since when have you cared about our people?
I don't. I just want Isabella. She betrayed me to Prince John and I intend to make her pay.
Now that sounds more like the Gisborne we all know and love.
That's enough! We go through the tunnel. And that's my final word. Gisborne is one of us now. Our fate is his. Tuck, John, get some forge and tools to make weapons. The rest of you, get whatever money we have and melt it down to make arrowheads.
Everybody goes about their chores.
Kate, listen. Gisborne's loyal. I'd stake my life on it.
He killed my brother. I will never, never trust him.
Well, you can trust me.
Can I?
What do you mean?
I've left my family. I'm not there with them. I'm here. With you.
And you're helping, Kate. You're making a difference.
Tell me, you need me more than they do.
Robin lowers his eyes and shakes his head.
I have to prepare for the raid.
Kate watches Robin as he walks away, then closes her eyes. She takes a breath and goes over towards his sleeping area, where she sees the pendant sticking out from under some furs. Kate slowly picks it up to look at it, then takes the half that Rebecca gave her out of her pouch and compares the two. They fit together perfectly. Kate begins to cry, putting her hand up to her head. A graveyard near Nottingham. Archer's at the grave with a fallen cross. He pulls the cover off it, picks up his sword and a torch, then takes a look around the forest before stepping into it. He has one last look around before going down into the tunnel. Then he's walking along the gloomy passageway, through stone arches shrouded in cobwebs, and comes out in Isabella's room as she's speaking to Blamire.
I want you to issue this proclamation, and I want you to make sure it's spoken about in every corner of Nottingham. That due to his duties and loyalties to the sheriff, the outlaw Alan A Dale is pardoned for all his wrongdoings.
Alan A Dale has...
Just do it.
Blamire slowly nods and leaves.
Trust me.
As he heads up the steps, Isabella goes back to her chair, which Archer's hiding behind. He waits until Blamire's out of sight.
Something funny, sis.
He steps out.
How on earth did you get in here?
Call the guards and you'll never find out.
Speak.
A tunnel. It was an escape route for the old sheriff, but what's far more interesting is this. It was supervised by one Sir Guy of Gisborne. He and Hood are together now. And with all that stuff locked up in your courtyard, just waiting to be stolen, how long do you think it'll take before they come in the same way I did?
Look at the guards and wait. I could ambush them as soon as they emerge.
Guards are useless. I've seen what they do to guards. You need something a little more sophisticated than guards. Something they're not expecting.
Keep talking.
Well, for a few pennies,
I can trap the tunnel. It does happen to be one of my specialities.
If you can make sure that they both die a slow and very painful death, I'll give you more than pennies. Brother.
She smiles to herself as she watches Archer leave. Nottingham Town.
We've taken everything.
Even the forging tools.
This is a proclamation from the Sheriff of Nottingham. Let it be known that for services to the Sheriff, the outlaw, Alan Adale, has been given immunity from prosecution. He is a free man.
Little John rushes off.
John! John!
Gisborne, Alan and Much are making weapons when Robin arrives.
All of this needs to be made into arrowheads. Robin,
we're running out of time.
Robin!
Where's Tuck and John with those tools?
She's gone! Kate!
Robin looks concerned, then shrugs.
You say something? Why is it always my fault?
You gotta find her. Much. Kate can look after herself. And she's got a family to protect. We've got a castle to take.
I know.
Little John.
Traitor! What do you tell them? Judas!
It's all over Nottingham. Alan's been pardoned by the sheriff. The service is rendered.
What?
John, let him go!
Let me speak! Why are you good at that, aren't you? Speaking, lying, trusting an eye, your little friend!
John, come on! Let him go.
Come on.
All right. I haven't done anything. I swear, I haven't betrayed you. Much.
March looks at the others, open-mouthed.
You believe me, Guy. Oh.
Gisborne's non-committal.
Tuck.
He looks to Robin.
Robin.
So you think I'm a coward?
Is that it, yeah? What, that I've sold you out to save myself somehow, yeah?
You've done that before.
I know. And every day I wish I could take that back. You know that.
They all stare at him with hostility.
None of you. None of you believe me. I'll be off then.
No. You tell about the tunnel.
I told you, I haven't said...
Tie him up!
What? No.
I can't take the risk.
Robin!
Once we've secured the castle, we will come back and we will sort this out.
John, don't do this.
Get it done! Don't even look at me!
John ties Alan up. Archer's working over a fire in the gloomy tunnel.
Stay here.
The guard remains while Isabella walks up to him.
Specialist, you say? For your sake, you better be.
You get your money's worth, sister. As long as I get mine.
You'll get paid on one condition. That this trap kills Hood.
You're the boss.
Robin and his men are walking through the forest.
We get into the castle. We capture Isabella. Release the villagers. If the convoy leaves, then we've failed. And Tuck, John, it's up to you to stop it, no matter what. This could be the last time we see each other.
Robin goes to hug Little John, while Much and Tuck shake hands. Then Little John and Much hug.
Best of luck. It's time.
Robin shakes Tuck's hand. Then he, Much and Gisborne go one way, while John and Tuck go another. Alan pulls a knife from inside his shirt sleeve and cuts through his ropes.
You've been back on the block time and time again for what? Nothing.
Tuck addresses the villagers.
Those of you who can fight must help us intercept the supply train. Those are your crops inside that castle. Your livestock. Your brothers. Damn it, man, it's time to stand up and fight! Take back what's rightfully yours!
Brother Tuck!
They've been trodden on, John, and they're taking it!
If they would only stand together, they can defeat the Sheriff.
Defeating the Sheriff is our job, Dirk. Even if it is the last thing we ever do.
Little John walks away. Gisborne and the others reach the grave.
Robin, this is it.
Gisborne kneels beside it, and they start removing the stones. March stands back, watching and looking unhappy. Then he joins in.
Shouldn't mess with graves.
Once they've cleared the stones off the top, they lift the lid. They look down into it. Then Robin leads the way down some steep wooden steps. Blamire to Isabella.
Hood and his men have entered the tunnel.
Good. Thank you.
He gives her a bag of money, which he throws to Archer.
This should buy your disappearance.
Is this everything I asked for?
Count it.
I believe you.
Good. You can believe this. If I ever smell your fetid odour anywhere near Nottingham again, I will have you dipped in blood and torn apart by starving dogs. My mother was a saint. The fact that she could have had a child out of wedlock is bad enough, but some nasty little hustler like you. Be assured, I will kill 1,000 times to keep my mother's sacred memory pure.
Don't worry. I've got plans far away from here. You'll never see me again.
Kate goes home to Rebecca's house.
Kate.
She puts her bag down.
What's happened? I found the locket. You're right. He loves Isabella. He must do, otherwise why would he have it?
I'll gather everyone together.
She hurries over to the door.
Come on, Kate, come on.
Then closes it again.
This is the right thing to do.
I know.
Your brother was stupid enough to get himself killed for Robin's ridiculous cause. At least you've the good sense to run away while he's...
I'm not running away. But if he's in league with her, then I don't understand anything anymore. I thought I loved him.
Oh, Kate.
I didn't know I could love someone like that.
Kate, I'm so sorry.
It's not your fault.
No, you don't understand. I was trying to protect you. I had to do it.
Had to do what? Tell me.
Robin doesn't love Isabella. It was me. I put the locket into his bag for you to find. You were supposed to leave him. And then we could get away from here to our new life.
Kate stares at her with shock and disgust, then walks out. Robin, Mudge and Gisborne are walking down the dark stone tunnel, using a flaming torch to light their way.
We're under the castle. Mudge, keep moving. Come on.
A flagstone beneath Gisborne's foot gives, and a solid gate drops down. It blocks the way ahead of them, then one falls behind as well. Robin looks up at an open vent above them.
I knew it would be a trap!
Mudge, let me think.
You're given the best years of your life! And for what?
Alan stops behind a tree to watch.
No.
He stares in surprise.
Can't be.
Then steps forward, and guards run at him from behind. Alan knocks one of them out with a punch to the face, then rolls the other over his shoulder and stabs him. He looks at the scene ahead of him again.
Gotta get to Robin.
Nottingham West Gate. Little John and Tuck cross a bridge to the castle doors.
Nearly time.
It's quiet, isn't it? Calm. It's like when you're hunting.
The moment you spot your prey, your stag, there's a stillness. Just for a moment, you wonder whether you can go through with it. Whether you can slaughter this beast with so much
dignity?
Yeah. Dignity.
Tuck pats him on the shoulder, then looks behind.
John.
As he turns, they both watch a horde of villagers coming out of the woods towards them, armed and with torches burning.
They're brave, but they can't fight. Don't look at them. It'll be a massacre.
They're not going to fight, John.
What?
Gentlemen, these gates will open soon. Now, it is our task to stop the supply train in its tracks. And that is exactly what we're going to do. As an army, as a militia, we would be crushed. The sheriff's men would hack us down like weeds. But it's harder to cut the spirit with a blade. When these gates open, and the supply train pulls out, we are going to sit down. Just sit. In silence. My friends, we are going to turn the other cheek.
We will be crushed.
Dignity, John.
Dignity. Even when everything has been taken from us, we still have that.
Tuck.
And the sheriff's men will be faced with a choice. Stand aside, or carry out a massacre.
These are the sheriff's men. I think we know what choice they're gonna make.
They may be soldiers, John, but they are still men. Just men. And faced with the power of truth, a man can change. If we all stand together, we can have that power. We can be unstoppable.
In the tunnel.
Sir Alan's told her! Or him! I knew we should have trusted you!
If I knew this was a trap, do you think I'd be stuck in here as well?
That's enough! The both of you!
What is that?
White grains pouring through the open vent above them.
There's no way out.
There's always a way out.
This is how it is.
This is how we die. Buried in limestone.
Hardly fair, is it?
If one of us can reach the top, we can hold out longer. Watcher, come here. Gisborne, get on our shoulders.
No! It's gotta be you, Robin! You're the one who has to live! It has to be you!
Right, come on, let's do this.
Ow! Benny!
Go!
Madge and Gisborne bend over and lock arms, and Robin climbs on top of them, struggling to see through the torrent of limestone that's raining down on them. Alan's running through the forest. An arrow hits him in the leg. He stumbles, but carries on. Three arrows hit him in the back, and he falls to the ground, trying to crawl onwards, then looks up at someone.
You!
Raise the portcullis! Move out!
Archers behind them.
Open the gates!
Tuck and Little John turn and face the castle, with the villagers grouped behind them. Tuck sits down, and slowly the others do the same, blocking Blamire and his men's path. Blamire surveys the scene, then walks across the bridge towards them, with his men following behind him.
You there! Move out of the road!
They stare back at him as he walks closer to them.
Move out of the road, I said, or prepare to die where you sit.
Archers watching from behind the column of guards.
Men, draw your swords! I said draw your swords now!
In the tunnel, Robin grabs hold of the grate.
I'm going under!
Give me a...
Help me!
He disappears.
Max! Stay together! Watch, if you stay together, you can breathe for a little while longer! And keep your hands moving! So I know! Max!
His hand slips away. Robin loses his grip, and Much sinks beneath the stone.
Much!
Lemire draws his own sword and advances towards the sitting men, while Archer watches with interest. He raises his sword to Tuck, who simply breathes in preparation for the strike. No one else moves. Tuck relaxes as Blamire backs off. Then Isabella appears on the turrets with a crossbow.
Get out of the way!
She fires an arrow into Tuck's shoulder. He stops Little John from standing.
Cut them down!
Blamire considers unhappily.
Stay with me then!
Kate strides across the bridge and offers her sword in both hands to one of the guards.
Go on. Be a man! Start with me!
Do it or die.
And kill an innocent girl.
The guard raises his sword, and Archer throws a small blade, which hits him in the back. Then he pulls two swords out and starts fighting the guards. Tuck, Little John, and the villagers get to their feet and join the attack. Tuck pulls the arrow out of his shoulder, and between them, they all start to overcome the guards.
Let's go!
They charge into the castle grounds, while Isabella watches from the turret, becoming increasingly scared.
We need to save Robin!
What?
Come on!
Archer and Kate run up to the thick door in the tunnel that's trapping Robin's group. Archer reaches up, then steps backwards.
We've got to get that rope, Kate!
What's in there? I've got it!
Then pull!
I'm pulling!
Archer helps pull on the rope, which lifts the door, and the limestone pours out, along with three lifeless bodies.
Come on! I need you! Breathe!
Gisborne's alive, and Kate breathes air into Robin, while Archer brings Much round.
I thought I'd lost you. My mother planted that locket. I should never have doubted you. Isabella was trying to rip us apart.
Well, that means Alan's innocent.
Alan.
She's been playing with us all along.
We need to find Isabella. Now!
The entrance to the castle's blocked. Follow me!
Lemire and Isabella meet in the castle.
The peasants are trying to get into the castle. You have to protect me.
Can't help. Sorry.
They're going to tear me to pieces.
Not my problem. I've got to be somewhere else.
I just gave you an order.
You have no idea what's happening here, do you?
You can't just leave me here to be massacred by this rabble. Please, for pity's sake, help me.
If you want to save yourself, hear this. Deliver Gisborne to the tunnel.
This doesn't make any sense. Gisborne is dead.
Goodbye, Sheriff. And good luck.
Ramaya!
She turns and sees Kate.
You forced my mother to lie to me. You tried to poison me against Robin.
So what of it? You don't belong together. An ill-raised peasant. Hardly a worthy companion for a man of noble birth.
Kate slams her against the wall twice, but then Isabella punches her. Kate kicks her in the stomach and pushes her against a wall.
Don't come any closer.
Kate grabs her around the throat. The others have arrived.
I believe this is yours. It's over, Isabel.
In the castle grounds...
In the name of King Richard, I charge Isabella of Gisborne with high treason and crimes against the people of Nottingham. The castle and everything in it belongs to the people!
Yeah! Isabella looks away miserably while they celebrate.
Robbie!
He hurries over to Much and Gisborne grabs Isabella.
Move! Move!
They run to the open gates where a large man-sized bundle has been left on the bridge. Robin, Much and Little John step forward and unroll it. Alan falls out, dead, but with his eyes still open. Tuck quickly checks his pulse but shakes his head at the others, who all stare down at Alan in stricken disbelief. Little John sits down, devastated, and Tuck gently closes Alan's eyes. They continue to stare down at him, but Gisborne's watching something beyond the bridge.
Close the gates.
They all look and see an entire army approaching down the hill, which Blamire is riding towards.
Men of battlements!
They head into the castle.
Move!
March throws the cloth over the bridge, and Little John carries Alan in. Blamire reaches the sheriff.
My lord.
Blamire. You old tomcat, how the devil are you?
The plan is in place.
Good. Oh, this will be so much fun.
Come on! Robin! Robin!
He goes into the castle. To be continued. Next time...
We will have our reckoning. Right now, I want my town back!
I want every able-bodied man armed and ready.
Hold Nottingham! For the king!
You so want to kill me, don't you?
We attack immediately!
Abandon the battlements!
Destroy everything!